Next item, please.
Item 155, authorize a contract with the lowest responsible bidder for the construction of the Middle Hillsdale Rainfall-Derived Inflow and Infiltration Pilot Project Laterals Project, number E10617, for an estimated cost of $3,400,000.
Mayor and colleagues, my goal today is to, in the course of the afternoon, introduce you to all of the employees of Bureau of Environmental Services. They're coming up two at a time.
I'm waiting to hear who brands these different projects.
And we're joined by BES engineers Patty Nelson and Tammy Cleese.
Great, thank you.
Did I say that right? Cleese?
Cleese, yes.
This is the last of three pilot projects designed to keep stormwater and groundwater out of sanitary sewers in southwest Portland. Cracks in sanitary sewer pipes allow groundwater to flow into the sewer main, causing overflows. This project will replace 228 deteriorated laterals in southwest Portland. By preventing stormwater from getting into sanitary sewers, the project will reduce overflows and protect public health and our environment. Ladies.
Good morning, Mayor and Council. I'm Tammy Cleese, Supervising Engineer for Environmental Services, and joining me today is Patty Nelson, the Project Manager for Middle Hillsdale. And as Commissioner Fish already reported, this is part of a bigger program, this project is, for our rain-derived INI program, and we're targeting southwest Portland to address sewer capacity, pump station capacity, and wastewater treatment issues and concerns. Good morning. As Tammy said, I'm Patty Nelson. I'm a senior engineer with Environmental Services, and I'm the project manager on this project. So today we're here to authorize contract for the lowest responsive bidder for construction of the Middle Hillsdale, we call it RDII for short, lateral project. The project is necessary to meet a DEQ mutual agreement in order to relieve sanitary sewer overflows. This is a picture of one of our sanitary sewers overflowing in a street. The goal is to prevent stormwater from entering the sanitary sewer system and reducing overflows and protecting public health and the environment. Just a little diagram of what RDII is. It's rainfall-derived inflow and infiltration. Basically, stormwater enters our sewer systems through deteriorated pipes, including main lines and sewers, for a variety of reasons, with root intrusions, joint failures, and a number of other things. What we found is that through rehabilitation of the sewers and the laterals, that we're seeing a 70% reduction of the rain-derived inflow and infiltration, so that is quite effective. And this project specifically focuses only on the sewer laterals. As Tammy mentioned, this is the last of the three pilot projects focusing on the sewer lateral rehab.
And I'm sorry, I apologize, I missed it in the prior slide. Could you go back? Where is the sewer lateral? What is a sewer lateral?
Okay, let's see if I can navigate. I don't know quite how to know. So from the house, there is a pipe shown running underneath a tree with some roots into a larger pipe.
Yes.
So that's what we refer to as a sewer lateral.
Got it. So it's not the big pipe itself that you're talking about. It's the connectors.
Exactly. It's collecting the sewage from the houses, taking it to the public sewer, to the main line.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Mike Stewart. They call them laterals. We call them pigtails. Are they the same? We'll get to you later, but that's the question. It's a pigtail and a lateral. They first cousins. So chew on that one, ladies.
They have better names.
Don't be distracted by this. We'll come back.
Okay, this project is located in southwest Portland. Just to orient you, Robert Gray Middle School is on the southern boundary. Sunset Boulevard runs through the middle of the neighborhood. It's generally the Hillsdale neighborhood. This project will rehabilitate 228 laterals, which is equivalent to 4,500 linear feet of 6-inch pipe. But unique to this project is we're also doing work on private property. So we have 152 properties where we're going on to private properties, and there's 67 additional linear feet of sewer lateral pipe ranging from 4 to 6-inch that we'll be rehabilitating.
And I'm sorry to ask a basic question, but I'm curious. So is that public property or private property? Whose responsibility is it?
Private property.
And so are they contracting with the city, or are we simply doing it?
Again, this is a pilot project. So what we did is we did outreach to the neighborhood and sought property owners who are interested in participating, secure participation agreements, assess their sewer laterals to see the condition and whether or not there was a benefit, public benefit to rehabilitating them. And then we went ahead and secured easements for participation. And that gives us the rights then to go onto the property and rehabilitate the sewer on the private property.
Okay, and who's paying for all that?
We are.
Okay.
So to follow up on the mayor's questions, it's fair to say that the laterals in these cases haven't technically failed. Is that correct? So they haven't reached a point where they have failed and would otherwise have to be replaced by the homeowner.
They have not.
But because of the condition of the lateral, it's causing stormwater, excess stormwater to enter the sewer system, which is putting our permits at risk because it's exacerbating our stormwater our CSO overflow.
Even more so than just our permits, we have a memorandum of understanding with DEQ to solve that very overflow that we had on the very first slide. And the only method that we have, what's causing that is the infiltration into our system. We can only get so much of that out using just the public. So in order to stop that overflow and meet our DEQ requirements, we have to get the inflow and infiltration out of the entire system. We can't get enough in just the public.
And that effect is that we're in compliance with an agreement with DEQ, and the homeowner gets a benefit because the lateral is being replaced. And so it's a twofer. But absent us finding a willing homeowner to participate in this, which does have some inconvenience since the front of the house gets torn up, they're under no obligation to replace their lateral unless we approach them. Is that correct?
That is correct.
That's helpful. Thank you. And I appreciate that digression. That's very helpful for me.
Okay, our engineer's estimate for this project is $3.4 million. The level of confidence is high. We're hoping to advertise similar to the other project late February with construction starting in June. And similar to the other project, we're anticipating a year for construction. In terms of outreach, this project has been very intensive, as you can imagine, working with individual property owners. So outreach started way back in 2014. We've done a number of mailers to property owners. We've had open houses, and our staff have gone out door to door with those members or property owners who are participating. We've done a little bit more outreach, working specifically with them and talking to them about what their needs or concerns are. And with that, do you have any questions?
Great. Any council questions? Is there any public testimony on this item?
I did not have a sign-up sheet.
Very good. This is a non-emergency first reading. It moves to second reading. Thank you for the presentation.
Thank you.